Chapter 4. The first day at the farm, Jeter and Towboy looked over the hogs in Uncle Ross's west field. These were no ordinary animals, but prize razorback hogs owned by a Mr. Nat Tabor and his daughter, who rented the land from Uncle Ross.
"Look at the size of those hogs," Towboy said.
"They're big, all right," Jeter said. "And they're mean. I wouldn't get too close to them even if I had to."
They leaned on the fence, looking in at the hogs. The hogs wallowed around, eating and rooting in the earth with their snouts. Often they came close to the fence, but veered away as they caught the scent of Jeter and Towboy.
"Let's go," said Jeter. "I don't believe they like us here."
They fed a bit of corn to Uncle Ross's 200 leghorn chickens. They could feed them as much corn as they liked, Uncle Ross had said, and they could gather up eggs whenever they had a mind to.
"Well, it's the truth. I can do whatever I want," Jeter said to herself. Still, not one thing had taken place that fit with her father's words, "And now I leave it all to you."
That was why, when evening came, Jeter decided to spread sheets and blankets out on the front lawn. She and Towboy would sleep outside, and maybe they would see a comet. Towboy liked looking up into the sky as long as Jeter was talking. The sound of her voice made the night less strange, and he felt safe. He had made his bed partly beneath a sprawling lilac bush close to the house. Jeter had made hers near the high hedge that shielded the house from the road. Towboy felt so good that he decided to get up and make his bed next to Jeter's.
"I think I'll come over there," he called to her.
"Better not," she said. "Just better stay where you are." "But I want to sleep by the hedge too," he said.
"I know one thing," Jeter said. "Late at night in the country, night travelers walk along dark roads."
"What?"
"Night travelers," Jeter said again. "And they usually come up when you're just about asleep."